Thank you, Dr. Namakula. I'd like to inform attendees, participants, delegates, that the speakers list is open and it's on that end of the conference room. Please recall that each intervention is limited to 2 to 3 minutes to allow the maximum number of people to speak. We would also ask that you present written statements to be provided to the secretariat for the interpreters and documentation of the meeting. The speakers list will close after 30 minutes from now. Ladies and gentlemen, excellencies, delegates, and those attending online, I now have the honor to introduce to you, not that he needs an introduction, but to introduce to you Ambassador Nkosi, South Africa's ambassador and permanent representative to the United Nations in Geneva and other international organizations in Switzerland. Ambassador Nkosi was born in Soweto, South Africa, a name that is dear to our hearts. He has served in several senior positions in the Foreign Ministry of post-apartheid South Africa. Between February 2012 and March 2026, Ambassador Nkosi was the South African ambassador to the Kingdom of Belgium, the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, and the head of mission to the European Union. Until his appointment as South Africa's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, he was the head of global governance and continental agenda in the South African Foreign Ministry and President Cyril Ramaphosa's Sherpa to G7 outreach sessions. An expert in the field of international relations and diplomacy, Ambassador Nkosi previously headed the Africa branch of their foreign ministry. He has traveled extensively throughout the world and in Africa and has accompanied high-level delegations of former President Thabo Mbeki, President Jacob Zuma, former foreign ministers, and now President Cyril Ramaphosa and Minister Naledi Pandor. Ambassador Nkosi, we're so honored and privileged to have you here present in person today. We're delighted that you accepted our call. It wasn't an invitation, it was a call to be here. We appreciate the role that South Africa has played historically in this process and the championship of South Africa to the mandate. And so we're pleased to have you. Before I give you the floor, sir, I just want to acknowledge that Mr. Yuri Boychenko, the chief of the Anti-Racial Discrimination Section of the High Commission for Human Rights, the Office of the High Commission for Human Rights, is here with us today. And now, sir, you have the floor. Thank you very much.